Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as usual. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dog. SinCity.Truth.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Truth.com.
The next people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Anymore.
It's showtime, folks!
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another Sin City. This your boy Cash, chilling as usual. I said once again, man, Father Time, more shots go out to him. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do what we're going to do. Hey, everybody, pray for boy Father Time. Make sure you get a healthy, speedy recovery. Got my man Wick on the line. What's up, Wick?
What's good, man? Special shout out to my nigga Father Time.
Hey, man, I'm talking to you before the show starts, man. You can't call in and put the phone down.
Oh, I didn't hear you, man. I thought you
got the phone on fucking mute. You can't hear me if you got the phone on mute.
Oh, my bad, brother. I didn't know you was talking to me. I put it on and hit it. My bad, bro. Did you get that text?
No.
Oh, I sent the text for maybe a topic somebody brought up to me.
Well, shit, you got it. But get it on. Hold on. Let me holler at my girl, man.
Well, see, I wanted to ask you.
LaFonda, what's happening?
Not much.
LaFonda, what do you keep doing where your phone just keeps echoing all the time?
I got my earpiece in, but my phone not echoing. I got a slight allergy to something. In my peers' house right now, because when I walk out of this house, I can breathe fast.
Okay, so what's going on? Okay, now we got my girl Janine. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Okay, like I said, y'all, we gotta send our shots out. We gotta make sure that our man Father Time. You know what I'm saying? He's going through an illness right now.
Most
definitely. We got to make sure we give him much love. You know what I'm saying? We got to let him know that we care for him. You know what I'm saying? We know we got to let him know stay strong, get better, get back on this show.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hit Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Hit SinCity.com. Let them know y'all care for him. You know what I'm saying? Let them know that, you know what I'm saying? All prayers go out to him. My man Frank Thomas, he's sitting in the prayer house. And shout out to my man Father Time. He's sitting
Most
here
God.
With me. You know what I'm saying? So y'all get on there. My man, get a chance to get on the internet and look and see, because I know he done stuck his phone in the room with him.
No, his
you
hard headed ass did.
The Roochie, you better get your behind up in here.
Hey, hey, we're not trying to hear all that down tonight, man. The father, we need to stay focused tonight.
My bad. I had to get on my son because he just straight out lied in school today. Just straight out lied.
Okay, okay, okay. I mean, I'm just saying, though, you know, we got to give our shout out to my man, Father Time. Like I say, man, my big brother, nigga, get well. Do what you got to do, man. Fight this shit, man. You can beat it. We all know you can beat it.
Too stubborn.
You way bigger than that, man. We ain't went national yet, so I need you here so we can go national. Can't go national without you, dog. I'm drinking. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm drinking.
I'm with you too, man. I'm thinking about my nigga, man. Kind of depressed.
Right. I'm getting drunk, but that's why we on FanCity.com.
Make myself feel better. That's why the show must go on, bro. The show must go on. That's what you want us to do. You want
right.
the show to go
you
on, man.
You just want to watch
like
that water in that cup up there.
Like you told me. Like you told me, man. When I talked to him, he asked me what the buy rates was like. He ain't give a damn about himself. He asked for the buy rates.
What's the buy rates going on? That's my name.
Y'all know how we do. I see Waylo that called in, but I don't know if he want to talk or not. So he ain't pressed one yet. Oh, there you go. He didn't press one. Now. There you
Waylo.
Go. Waylo, what's cracking, dog?
My house down astronaut.
You say higher than astronaut.
I'm getting there, my brother. I'm getting there.
That's a damn thing.
I'm on the ship right now.
Well, I ain't getting high as astronaut, but I'm drinking like a fish.
Hey. Everybody got their own course.
You know?
Hey, exactly. Pick your poison. All right, now when we ended the show, last night, Janine said that she got put to sleep.
She got put to sleep?
Yeah, she got put to sleep.
Damn.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
Dang,
I'm
to
I want to
hear about this one.
Right, so I'm figuring, see, what better topic to start off with on the Wednesday? Because now it's very rare that we hear the name get put to sleep.
I mean, it was just so unexpected. I didn't even realize I was fell asleep.
Yeah, you don't want to tell it all. I'm tired of political answers on Sin City. We want the truth, damn it. The truth.
Right. Let's say, no more political answers. JFK. Shout out to JFK, but he gave us the most political answers that Sin City that never gave. All right, so that we on Sin City, we want the truth. What happened?
I ain't know that now.
I didn't know. I just thought about this.
He fucked the shit out of me and I passed out. That's what I think what happened.
Okay.
That's better than the first answer.
Exactly. My point is exactly, Wick.
Yeah,
that was better than the first answer that you gave.
That's what I'm talking about.
Give us the detail. What happened?
I mean, it was just like hurting. It was hurting like he had never hurt it before. And I was just like, I kept like listen,
him
back. I'm trying to go back.
I'm sorry, Janine. I didn't even do that. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I should have calmed down.
Lord,
I'm sorry.
He caught you up on that headboard, huh?
That's what it was.
She was trying to run.
He caught his ass. He caught her ass on that headboard.
She got that ass in that corner. You know how to get some spider arms at the bottom of them arms and trying to run away from it? It got stuck.
It got stuck like a motherfucker.
Goddamn head tucked up.
goddamn smothering up by titties and shit, ass up, face down, just stuck in the corner.
Say just all in the corner.
Getting them Muhammad Ali uppercuts. That's what happened.
I just hit. Just jugging and jugging and jugging.
I can't hear you, bro. Like that? Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, now, with that being said, man, all right, now. Us as men, I know we got pride. You know, we don't talk about it, but we're gonna talk about it tonight. And we got Frank Thomas over here talking louder than I don't know what. But Frank Thomas, you want to keep it down a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's okay. Now the set is hello. Okay, but now at the same time, now way low.
What up?
Who done put you to sleep, man?
Who done put me to sleep?
Well, you know what? We ain't even got to say the name because it might cause friction or drama.
It ain't going to cause no friction or drama. I'll tell you if they put me to sleep.
I mean, I don't
want to
cause no friction or drama between y'all. I mean, between the motherfucker. It might not be the motherfucker you're talking to now.
I'm single.
You know, now LaFonda might just get mad about it. LaFonda might get mad about it.
Negative.
Negative.
Yeah, we won't get LaFonda mad at you, man.
LaFonda ain't gonna get mad, are you?
No, because that's a negative.
Oh, okay,
we ain't gonna hear nothing.
That's a negative.
What's a negative?
I said that I couldn't have put his ass asleep because I could have.
Oh, you said you could have.
So the father, he was scared. He knew he was gonna go to sleep, huh? That's what it was.
No,
I was asking. That's just what I heard.
I'm
looking to be put to sleep. Goddammit.
Hell.
Whatever. You talk too much shit. It can't make
yeah,
it
okay.
up.
Yeah. All right.
As my nigga Dylan say, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah, it is.
What you trying to say, LaFonda? You could have put him to sleep.
I put your son to sleep. I put my son to sleep on a regular basis. So what you talking about?
That's a different story and a different nigga.
Let's say they're in a different.
Just believe.
Let's say they're in a different
right
weight category.
Just believe. If I was single right now, you would know.
Yeah,
trust,
okay.
You would know. Because
yeah,
the attraction
okay.
was there. You
so wait, look, what
you
saying? She's fucking with a welterweight, and you a champ in a goddamn heavyweight. I'm just asking, dude. I'm just asking. That's what I heard, man. That's just what I heard when you just said that.
Really?
All I got to say is you got to add a pen to take the test, goddammit.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
So who is yours, Waylo?
Who is mine?
Yeah, who is it?
Yeah, who is it?
Sure, it's this girl named Sean that put me to sleep. She was a little bit older than me. Say about 42.
All right, now I still got Frank Thomas in the background. Just will not stop.
Who is that?
My man Frank Thomas. He won't stop just talking to me. I'm in the background. Hey. Frank Thomas in the studio with me. He clowning in the studio tonight. All right, but now, Waylo, who was it, man? Say the name of
her. Her name was Sean. She was an older chick.
All right, nigga, you know what? You know we on Sin City running, nigga.
Yeah, she gave me that damn dirt devil Hoover.
I feel you.
You said what?
the dirt devil. What you call it? Dirt devil.
Dirt
Hoover.
Devil.
Hoover.
Dirt. Not the dirt devil Hoover. She
yeah.
Been two by killing me.
Exorcism.
She might. So in other words, you say she was tied to the two vacuum.
Exactly. It was like a little hand was in the inside just holding my shit.
Holding it like a little baby. Oh.
Hell no.
Okay. Now we're going to hit Janine.
Yes.
That one motherfucker. Yeah, like I said, you ain't got to say no names. But that one motherfucker. Evidently, he was that motherfucker that put you to sleep.
Yes, it was.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Just ask.
I don't be meaning to put the my guy to sleep either.
So you put
yeah,
him to sleep?
He goes to sleep every time.
I mean, do he snore?
Yes, he does.
That's just so good when they snore.
When they snore, like, yeah, that's a knockout punch.
Alright, now we got my man First Thomas on the line. He finally called in after he keeps interrupting me.
Come on, man.
What's happening, Frank?
Man, I'm chilling over here with this New Amsterdam and this OJ, so I'm good right now.
Damn, I'm doing the same thing with some New Amsterdam. I was
right
thinking
on,
about
brother.
4-9. That's why it made me get it. Thinking about old days, dude. Thinking about the old days. Father Time, thinking about you, bro.
Oh, well, now we sipping on this Amsterdam vodka. We ain't sipping
that's
on
what I got. No, I'm just thinking, you know, just when G.I. come in my mind, all that shit come around.
All right. Well, like I said, man, we going to make this a fun night. You know what I'm saying? So when my man... When he get right and he sit back and he archive this show, he going to see. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Everything is good. You have fun tonight.
Right on.
Yes, sir, for Father Time.
All right, so with that being said, I mean, all right, now we're going to hit LaFonda. We're going to hit LaFonda. LaFonda.
Lord, have mercy.
LaFonda.
I'm going to keep it real. It was my first. All right,
now, baby, let me tell you. Your MPC echo.
Keep it real.
Your MPC echoing on us. That's why I got to put you on mute a little bit, because your MPC echoing.
Is it echoing now?
Nah, we're good now.
It was this dude named Braden. And
Braden?
Right. Everybody know who he is. If you from here, you know who he is. Damn.
You said Brayton.
Brayton. The Braylon.
Raymond?
Yeah.
The Braylon.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Stop. Say his name again.
The Braylon. Everybody call him Brayton. Everybody call him Brayden.
Brayden. Brayden.
She
like
said
the
Brayden.
Like, I am not, like, scared to say that he was my first. He put my ass straight to sleep. Like, he KO'd my ass straight on out.
Okay.
Damn, now, she's I want to be called the Wick one day. I hope somebody say that about me. She said the Braden.
Let me ask you. Now, and I'm veering off the subject. But do you have a sky blue car?
You said what?
Do you have a sky blue car?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think you rolled past me when I was in Gary one day.
You probably did.
I seen your picture. That's why I looked. And I was like, okay, I think that was her.
Yep.
Okay, now holler at us about Brayden.
It was Brayden and his dude named Brandon, actually. That was my first. And, like, after 2 years, I grew apart from him. And Brandon, I don't know what the hell happened. Like, seriously, he did a poem, and that was it. Like, it just went down. And I'm like, the sad thing is, like, when we did it, I did not even wake up. Like, I was knocked out, and he had left. And then he said he tried to wake me up, and I couldn't wake up, and I was knocked out.
He date raped your ass.
he put a Mickey in our shit. Put a Mickey in our shit. That's why your ass couldn't wake up.
He did his thing, and I could not wake up. Like, seriously, I'm out like a light until the next morning. Like, I woke up at like 4 o'clock that morning.
Yeah, I gotta agree. You got a date rape drug put in you.
No,
it wasn't no date rape drug. It was a date rape drug with some good dick, man. I mean, if you had to look back on it, which one do you think it was?
It was probably, I want to say Brayden, but I can't even say that
No, I'm trying to say if it was a date rape drug.
It was that good. He did his thing. I got to give it to him because I still remember that night. Trust me, I remember everything about that night.
All right now, hold up. I got to say this. Now, this is how dedicated my dog is. This motherfucker then went on his motherfucking... He's not even supposed to have a cell phone in his room. I know he ain't got no computer in this room. But this motherfucker just went on his page and put, "I'm broadcasting on Sin City," 22 minutes ago.
Okay.
My man Father Time is a true beast.
Okay.
My man Father Time is a true beast.
That's my nigga.
That just go to show my man gonna be alright.
Right on.
My man gonna be alright.
Uh-huh. He's too stubborn, man.
Okay. I see we got my girl Butter. We got Butter on the line tonight. Butter, what's happening, baby?
What's good, Butter?
Butter, baby.
How y'all doing tonight? What's wrong with Father Time?
Oh, baby. He's suffering from an illness right now, but... Hey, keep him in your prayers, baby. Keep him in your prayers.
I surely will.
Alright, that's all we ask. Just keep him in your prayers. He's going through a real terrible illness right now.
Oh,
but my
wow.
man gonna be alright. He's gonna be alright.
Okay.
I said, my man's so gangster, he's in the motherfucking hospital bed. Laying up. But he done broadcast. Get on CN City tonight.
Oh, wow.
My man's a gangster. My dude's a gangster.
That's what I'm saying.
That's show you. CN City, we're going to keep this going. Hey, till the wheels fall off.
Ain't it the truth?
Yes, sir.
That's what we got. You know what I'm saying? He got enough energy to get on the phone and say, and matter of fact, like I said, he done stuck his phone in there. Because I know he ain't got no internet in that hospital phone. He done stuck his phone in there, jumped on Facebook, went on his page and said, make sure you tune in to CN City.
Good. That's some true shit right there. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be all right.
Who keep it? Oh, yeah, it's going to be all right, baby. Who keep it more gangster than Sin City?
keep it real. Keep it real.
Keep it real. All right, now, so, brother, what's happening? Hey, okay, you just had a birthday just passed. What you do?
Not what I wanted to. Let's get it that just out the air and open. I didn't get to put on my little lingerie and get it in like I thought I would, but, you know, it's okay.
And why not?
Because people don't care about me like I thought they did.
Oh, no, baby, I care about you. I still love you. Mm-hmm.
Now, for y'all that don't know, mother's a spoiled brat. Mother probably felt like the motherfucker supposed to came and got her and called her and everything. You know what I'm saying? Did you call in? Oh, mother, now, let's be realistic. Did you call anybody for your birthday?
No.
Oh, so you just thought they were supposed to call you?
I mean,
called you for your birthday.
You know what?
I ain't get no call back.
The reason why is because I went to go get my hair done. When I got back home, I was so shitty. And it was late. I knew I wasn't going nowhere.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get this right. You went to go get your hair done, and you stayed there so late that you didn't even have time to go out?
By the time, look, okay.
What the hell did you get done?
The beautician that I went to already had, you know, clients lined up. So I had to sit and wait till she was ready to do my hair. Then once she got through with my hair, my ride didn't come get me for like 30 minutes. I was already the last one in the shop. Then on top of that, my ride's car broke down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we sitting, you know, by the time I got home, it was damn near midnight, and I didn't have a sitter, so, yeah.
One of those nights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, you ain't celebrate the next day?
I went to church the next day, on my birthday.
That's a good thing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, amen.
Christ,
that's good. Yeah, but you know what I wanted to do. You all know what I wanted to do.
But I'm sorry. I must be a demon because after I got out of church, I still would have celebrated my birthday.
I had you all to praise the Lord. I had you all to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Why you drinking on that beer, huh?
I mean, it's like this. I would have felt guilty for the things I wanted to do.
Then get you some wine. You wouldn't have felt guilty if you drunk just wine.
Well, you should have did what you wanted to do in the car when y'all ran out of gas. Cause you know that car didn't break down. The gas high as goddamn prostitution in Las Vegas right now.
Hell no.
Hell yeah. Right. Hey, Waylo, you just made the perfect point. That car ain't run out of gas. That motherfucker just cut it off.
You know, that's what it really was. We ran out of gas, but, you know.
Shit, your dude didn't have no tent?
Huh?
You ain't got no tent on the car?
I wasn't in a car with my dude or.
Uh-oh.
Or a female friend. I wasn't in the car with somebody that I could have, you know, enjoyed myself with. My daughter was in the car too, so.
If anybody else didn't catch that, she said, or a female friend.
Yeah, I heard that.
I need to go take a fucking shower
that.
Right now.
God,
we
I mean,
heard
damn.
That.
Y'all already know. I'm going
to tell you like this. Up here in Sin City, we hate to see that something that goes wrong. So, your location is where?
Wow.
But y'all already know.
Okay, you're in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah.
Mother's in Indianapolis. So now us in Sin City, we're going to make sure we send a party crew over to you.
Okay.
Now the party crew going to come to you.
Well, make
that
sure.
That would be running late. That's a 2-hour drive.
when I get my sitters in, you know.
Oh, see, now, here go the problem. Now, when we send a party crew over, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Right now.
I mean, it was after midnight on my birthday when I actually had.
No, we're not talking about the birthday now. We're gonna reinvent your birthday.
Okay.
All right. Now we're gonna reinvent your birthday. Now when we do, and when I send everybody there, when I send my guys there, what I want them to do is look at me and say,
"Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours."
It's time to get it on.
Right. You don't need no setter. Just turn the TV on. You know what I'm saying? Let them watch TV all night. They'll be all right.
Hell,
Now, I'm gonna tell you, brother. Now, every man that's on this show, I'm telling you what they're thinking.
Damn, I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Thank you, Don. I love everybody's thinking tonight.
Well, I mean,
I understand that you're religious, so. Hey, motherfucker, to hit it. I want y'all to tell her.
We're on a mission from God.
Oh, man. I missed that one.
All right, all my fellas, I got you, brother.
Right on.
All right. That's what I say. So we in there.
That's what's up.
All right, now. Hey, you inbox me, you set a date, and we're going to reinvent your birthday party.
That's what's up. Because everybody got to have a good birthday.
You drink OE?
I'm not.
You don't mess with OE no more?
He said OE.
What'd you say no more?
You still mess with OE? What? Whoa.
Huh?
I don't mess with OE
at all.
This is help us get through the struggle. You know what I'm saying? You can't this OE.
I'm not an OE person.
Right on. Let me chill then. I'm still young. I'm sorry. Let me chill. Let me play the background. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I like.
All right, now, Frank. I got to tell you for that one.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
We live in the age now. OE is not the drink no more.
Right on.
What drink do you think I drink?
Oh, now we got the Moscato.
Right on.
We got the Moscato for you.
Moscato.
You can't go wrong with Ciroc, though.
Moscato and.
The Peace Ciroc.
Absolute and cranberry.
Absolute.
Oh, there we go.
That's what I'm talking about. You tried the Absolute and, with the Red Bull?
Oh no, I can't mess around with Red Bull.
Yeah, I tried that, man. All it did is make me fuck fast and gave me a headache afterwards.
I can't mess around with that. I heard it give you headache.
Okay.
Oh, hey, wait, no. What up?
Hey man, hit okay, man. I hit okay on the remote, man.
Hey, man, I'm on the damn show. Hold on, man. Y'all got to understand. I'm fucking with this dude here. I'm on the show.
Hey, man,
I'm arguing with my cousin. Goddamn. What's up, baby?
Hello?
What's happening, Sean?
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, wait a little bit.
Hey, girl.
What's up?
How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Hey, wait a little. Wait a little. She got those. She sent the pictures to Janine, dog.
She sent what pictures to Janine?
She sent your pictures to Janine, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wait, you believe that? Oh, that's fine. You
are
that
fine.
That's that fine. Oh, okay.
Oh, what up?
Oh,
my shit.
I'm confused. What's going on?
Wait, no.
What up?
Wait, no. I got you. I'm
about to come see your ass.
This is the business of the dean, though. I'm just telling you, I'm your boy, so I'm gonna tell you.
You lied, baby.
You said my business is the dean.
Oh, you was in a compromising position.
You know I wouldn't do that, baby. I got you, bro. If I see her in the pictures, that means I'm gonna have to send you me.
You showed me that three weeks ago. It's been almost 2 years. I'm still waiting.
What had happened was.
What have happened? You know, that's like she had to wash her hair, and then then she got a flat tire. You know,
and then the batteries in the camera went out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
The dog bit the cat.
Yeah. You know, the dog ate the camera. No, the dog ate the camera. The dog ate the camera.
I'm
oh, okay. Gonna send the chip. She's gonna send the pictures, but the dog ate the chip.
Wait, what happened is the way her account is set up.
That's what I'm saying. The way her account is set up, she can't do shit to Tuesday.
Because the way her account is set up.
I'm coming to see you. I was gonna come this weekend. But I'm going to the Cypress this weekend. So I got you the weekend after this.
You're going to the Cypress this weekend.
Oh, wow.
What's the room number?
The weekend after
this. Say, what the fuck is the room number?
Come take me off the
audience. If you're going to the Cypress, then.
Snap that pussy back. Keep that pussy.
Yeah, fuck the camera. I'm bringing a damn camcorder.
Well, so I got you the weekend after that. I promise, for real.
Man.
I'm gonna hold my breath.
And you should be able to tell me all about it.
I asked you that
woman. Okay, y'all. Now hold on. This is what I got to tell y'all. I'm sitting here with Frank Thomas, right?
Frank Thomas.
Yeah. My cousin Frank Thomas.
The baseball player?
Not that Frank Thomas. Fatmore Frank Thomas. We didn't have him on the show. Fatmore Frank Thomas. I bought a triple vodka, dog. This motherfucker asked, can he get a shot? Do you know he just killed the whole fucking bottle?
Oh, wow.
You say one shot to the bottle, huh?
Dude, I done went and got my ice, my cup, and the motherfucking bottle was empty.
Oh, man, you bluffing, man. I ain't drink the whole
bottle. You didn't even leave your corner, man.
It was a corner left.
Baby.
That nigga
got a brown.
He got
dog
in
him. With the star.
Damn.
All right, Frank, for you, this is what I got to say.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell. No, you should have told her where Ice Cube told his sister she's going to take your ass to the store with that shit.
Right on.
Wow. Okay, somebody talk about something, because I am totally pissed the fuck off right now.
It's going to be outside.
No, it's not. You know how you feel about your birthday party, didn't you, right?
Yes.
Think about that Japanese stripper outfit. That'll take your mind off of.
That's what
they got in front of me with it. Name ain't put it on there yet. She posted it on the site yet.
What's the name?
Think about the pictures that you got that I ain't got.
I ain't got them. Janine got them. Okay, yeah, I'll tell you that. Matter of fact, I'm here in Indianapolis, okay, on the weekend. I got you Sunday.
You got
get the fuck out of here.
I'll take the pictures for you and send them to you.
Oh, wow. How long you been waiting on them pictures, man?
3 years.
Hey, ladies.
It seems like a lifetime.
Right, get the ladies' names on here.
Sunday, I'm going to give you some pictures.
You're a nigger. You're a nigger.
Butters.
I'm serious. How much you
got? Sean, Butter, and Janine.
Sean, Butters, and Janine. Let's talk about sex. I think that's a better conversation. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all talked about sex on the show. We're all adults here. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about sex.
You know what? And Frank, I agree with you, but I got to say one thing to Sean.
Do you think?
Whatever.
Ladies, let's just be real right now.
Uh-huh.
Ladies, how many sex partners do y'all really got?
Okay,
and do we got
now,
a multiply?
Now with that question, do the men even really want to know the answer?
Right.
I don't want to know the answer.
I don't care about that stuff no more. You know?
Hell no, I don't want to know that shit.
I don't care about
that
no
shit.
More.
Hold on.
You don't want to know that shit, man. You really don't.
You don't want to know that answer. You really don't want to know that answer because I'm going to tell you like this. One before you is one too many.
I like that. Okay.
What was the question?
Okay.
I didn't even hear the question.
Wait, Zach, repeat that one more time because I don't think the whole group heard you. You know what I'm saying?
He said, how many sex partners have y'all had?
They heard
and
the question.
And me, personally, like I said, that one before me was one too many.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all really don't want to know the truth.
I just said it. I don't really care, but I don't want to know it.
Hold on, we got somebody new to the show. Hey, Carla, what's happening?
This ain't nobody but Mika. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up?
This Mika,
okay.
What's good,
Mika? Nah, Mika, you just came in on the end of the show.
Right on.
Now, the question went in is, how many sex partners have a woman had before you? Now, me myself personally, I said whatever you had before me was one too many. I don't think no man actually want to know that answer.
I thought he said currently how many men we sleeping with. That's what I thought the question was.
Either way it goes.
I
don't want to know the answer.
If a woman tell you, oh, she's been with 10, 20, you're going to think she's been with 30, 40.
Right.
If
she say 40, 50,
you're
going to
say been with 20, then I'm going to believe her at that. Because 20 is a nice number right there already. So if she say 20,
well, Hold on.
20 is
you,
a nice number.
If you're 35 years old and you say you've been with 35 men.
Well,
see, you got to look at it. You got to look at it. You really don't want to know that answer.
No. Seeing is that I don't got no ties to none of these women. I mean, whatever answer they're going to give me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't passing judgment, you know what I'm saying? Just because I'm the 60th one don't mean she ain't trying to get right with me, you know what I'm saying?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Before we even go through this, I gotta ask my motherfucking hip hop queen. Father, where you at?
Right here.
How many men you been with?
How many? 6 years. That's good. How many men you been with? We said this year alone. And it's only March. God damn.
Baby.
What the hell is that?
It's an echo. And if I tell you, I hear an echo.
It is LaFonda echoing. Because she won't get off that damn Bluetooth.
I'm going her to answer.
Y'all don't want to know my answer.
We don't.
Yes, women like to fuck just as much as men do. So why should a man judge a woman on how that
much? Actually, a woman want to fuck more than a man.
And a woman want to do a lot of nasty shit, too.
Hell yeah. So now my thing is this.
Why
ask that question? As long as you're getting the good shit guns done to you. Hey.
It's past how many fingers I got. Let's say that much.
Damn, you a freak. I mean, but I ain't mad, though.
Wait a minute,
you know
I missed
saying?
That, baby. What
it's
past that?
How many fingers
no,
I got.
No, I'm saying it like that. I'm saying, though. That's a
but,
yo, G-Money, I like this girl, yo.
Even if it was just, you know, the amount of fingers I got, I'm still, regardless of how many, I'm a freak regardless.
Can we
have
toes, too?
Huh?
Toes, too?
Toes too.
I ain't mad at that.
I ain't
mad at you, baby. I'll be a player.
Oh, man, hold on. Now here's my thing. Now, and I'm on the women's side about this. I mean, how the fuck can we pass judgment on them? I mean, I understand that we fuck a bunch of motherfucker women. We pimps. Oh, that was
hypocrites. We hypocrites.
We fuck a bunch of niggas. They hoes.
Right.
Come on,
like
man.
Right.
We are hypocrites. It's not our fault. We don't make the rules, dog. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. I just live by them.
Man, I go by the other rule. I mean, I ain't trying to be no hypocrite, but that's just how it is. It's always going to be a double standard. Ain't never going to change.
That's life.
Men is going to be cool right, for it, and women going to be hoes for it. But you got to think about it, man. A woman, you know, back in the day represented purity, you know what I'm saying? So for her to just be fucking a lot of niggas, it just go back to that old school way of thinking, like, well, damn, you know, she a, you know, Jezebel. Well, nowadays, she a hoe, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. I don't control that, you know what I'm saying? I just follow the game, you know what I'm saying?
So in other words, what y'all saying, if y'all find out this...
Because, like, basically,
hey,
like,
I didn't make the rules. I just abide by
them. Right.
So, in other words, what I'm saying is that when, I mean, you find out she done fucked more than 4 or 5 guys, you're going to be like,
hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
I mean, the first time I did something freaky.
A natural number.
The first time I did something freaky, the guy swore up and down, I had been doing it forever.
But
and I had never done it.
You should have just told him you're naturally gifted.
Being good at what you do.
Exactly. I can't help that. But, you know, that flipped him out. Swore up and down, I was cheating and doing it to everybody else. So, you know.
I'm like, what's the name? Some woman was born to do certain shit. Some women can fuck, some women can't.
All right, now hold on, Waylo. With that being said, what is a bad blowjob?
A bad blowjob is one I don't nut.
And when their teeth get to scraping on you.
Oh my God, that's the worst blowjob.
When they act like they want to put it in their mouth, but they just trying to touch it, think they doing something.
All right, now, ladies, let me say this.
That ain't a bad blowjob.
You got to know what you're doing with the tip of the head. I keep saying ladies now.
We're talking now. Why I'm saying ladies? Because it makes it sound like you're talking. I'm talking about you. It comes to us men. I want y'all to know one thing.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one. You understand?
Now, that's all we got now. So y'all got to be gentle down there.
Right on.
Okay,
now, hold on. Jamaica, where you at?
Huh? I'm here.
Jamaica, you sound like you're kind of busy right now. What
sorry.
You doing?
Yeah, he was afraid of shit.
Yeah, he played that birthday song, but he took it off. And once again, we got to give a shout out to my man, Father Time. Get well soon. Come on back
that's
to the show.
Yeah.
All right, now, Jamaica. Okay, now, Jamaica, it's your birthday. What's the Nike system?
What's going on with the echo?
That's LaFonda, man.
This is horrible. I can't hear you.
It is LaFonda. And then plus I got Frank right here on the phone too, so we got a lot of bad echo in the night.
Okay, what was the question?
All right, what's going on for your birthday tonight?
I'm not doing too much of nothing. I just started feeling better because I was sick earlier today, so I probably won't do nothing till the weekend. I'm really just working. I just was talking to my cousin, and she was sending me the logo, so I'm actually getting ready to post my logo, which I'm excited about. That was her gift to me, so I'm excited.
Okay, now I understand that, but you know this is Sin City, so you know we got to ask the question.
What?
I mean, is the night gonna end like this?
Yeah.
Right. I think it is. That's what it sounds like. Sound like you need some vodka and the vibrator at least, you know what I'm saying? Get you right, you know what I'm saying? It'll be cool for
hold
the
on.
Night.
Hold on now. We got another hearing now. We got another. Yes. Okay, now. All right, now. Okay,
oh
so we got to have some questions. I have some
questions. You are mad.
Okay, I'll be with that.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
I had to fuck with you. I mean, you said you was sick. You said you was sick, but you ain't sick no more now.
Right on.
I was sick. I was sick earlier today. I'm feeling better now. All
right, so now we try to figure what tonight going to end with.
Yeah, look. Y'all meddling. Not Sin City my ass, but y'all meddling. I know how I roll now.
Hey. Us in Sin City, we trying to help you out. We don't want you dude walking in and he upset and he gets telling you some shit like,
we built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey.
Oh, man.
We don't want to get upset tonight.
Y'all know me now. For the last couple shows I've been on, y'all know how I roll. So, loose lips sink ships. I ain't telling y'all shit.
Yeah, but not. All right, so we gonna make our own evaluation.
And that's what y'all do.
Okay, now my thing is this: he gonna come in and he feel like, okay, you act like you sick and you upset, and he gonna get mad at you. And be like,
you owe me some money, motherfucker.
Trying to break bread tonight.
Oh man, you are a mess.
You get full of that yum yum and you act like you don't wanna
man, that yum yum, I only had a little bit too. I didn't have enough left to really get a buzz.
All right, well now Jamaica, because it's your birthday, we gotta fuck with you.
Okay.
And now you got to know that you know what he's laying in that bed. I know what he's thinking.
Snap that pussy back.
I'm just saying, Tariqa, that's what he's thinking now.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you go in that bed talking about, ooh, I don't feel good, I got a headache, I don't feel good, I just want to lay down. I'm going to tell you what he's going to say. I'm going to tell you what he's going to say.
Shit.
I've been waiting on this shit all week.
Oh, my gosh.
Jamaica, I guarantee you, if you're looking at him right now, he's smiling like, mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it is. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know what's going down. We'll see. We'll see. Y'all know I keep it classy.
I understand, but you know, it's your birthday. We gotta harass you.
I guess I gotta be the one picked on. That's probably why I waited so long to get on.
Yeah, because you know we gotta pick on you.
You should have a threesome for your birthday.
What?
That's damn, what?
I'm trying to get it back to the sex convo a little bit. That's all. My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt, though. I think we should stay on topic, though. You know, that's important.
What was that?
Oh, that's Frank Thomas there, baby. That's Frank Thomas.
Right. Back to what I was saying, though, threesome. You ever thought about that?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to whomever birthday it is today.
Oh, no, you're not talking to me. You must be talking to the other ladies.
Oh, is that disrespectful to you? I ain't trying to disrespect. I ain't trying to open.
No, you ain't disrespecting me, baby, but you ain't talking to me.
Oh,
yeah, there's certain things I talk about on the radio, and there's certain things I don't. So
okay.
I just talking
it.
To somebody else.
I got it. I don't. You know, we cool. I'm happy. I don't want you to be
cool, mad.
I don't want you to have no hostility.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? We chilling.
So, man, in other words, what she's telling you?
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing no.
That's what she's pretty much telling you.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm chill.
That ain't my thing. I'm married. I don't bring all that extra. No.
All right, now, in teacher's own.
But now, we just that's touching on a very topic that I mean, is it taboo? I mean, is it forbidden for a man to ask for that if he was married?
No, but I think that he should know his woman to know if she's that type or she's into that. They should already know that in the relationship that they're in, if she would even go for something like that. I mean, there are signs. Everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, a freak is a freak. It's going to come out sooner or later anyhow. So.
But I'm just saying, I mean, just to try something different. Now I'm going to go down the line here. I'm going to fly with Butter.
Yeah.
You in a relationship, I mean, let's just say we hypothetically speaking, let's just say you're married and you got asked for a threesome. Do you give it to him?
Like she said, if he asked for one, he asked for it before we got married, and if I gave it to him, then I shouldn't have a problem with continuing to give it to him. But if we ain't never did it before and then you ask me for one when we married, then that's something I'd have to think about.
That was a great JFK, because you gave that political answer.
That sounds like a yay to me.
I mean, I can't say yes or no because it depends on the situation.
That's definitely a yay.
I mean, okay, here's the situation. He asked for one. Now, okay, maybe y'all did that one before you got married. But now he's asking for one. Hey, baby, this is my birthday. This is my birthday gift. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want. I don't want no jewelry. I don't want no money. I don't want no gems. I don't want no outfit. This is what I want.
You know what I'm saying?
Just say it like this. If I do give him one, I'm in control of everything. I pick out the female. I pick out the the location. I pick out what
you
we use.
About this. This ain't nothing. This ain't nothing. No conversation for you. You know what I'm saying?
This like ain't that. No what?
I'm going to chill. I said, this ain't just no conversation for you. You know what I'm saying? You thought about this before.
Who say I haven't had one before? I'm just telling you this, that if I do decide to have one, then because it's the first time and I have to, you know what I'm saying, make sure that I'm comfortable.
Keep it real. Keep it real.
Right now.
I'm keeping it
right,
real.
Okay.
I have to make sure
okay.
I'm
I ain't mad at Sam. I ain't mad at Sam. I'm going to go down. Sean.
I don't know.
Really? I mean, you said this with so much conviction, and that's the best. The best thing you can come up with is I don't know.
Well, you better think about it quick. You owe me some pictures, damn it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I ain't been in a relationship in 4 years. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
Oh wow.
Okay, all right. Well, we know you be
good.
I mean, why you make me answer the question, but you ain't going to make her answer. This is hypothetical. If you was in a relationship and you was married.
You know what, brother? You're absolutely right. Get that ass. Get that ass, brother.
I'm trying to find out what? Am I the only one that got an answer?
You know what, brother? You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. We hypothetically speaking, so give an answer, Sean.
And I'm hypothetically thinking. I don't, okay. Let's see. Am I married? I mean, what? I'm married, and my husband, he asked me for a threesome. What would I tell him? Oh, I would tell him I don't know.
Wow.
Okay. He give you a date then and say, well, you got three weeks to tell me because my birthday coming up.
I would cuss his ass out and say, don't you give me no damn date. What?
Well, right. What the fuck you mean no date?
Look, okay, let's see. I don't know. I'm not no threesome expert. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, wow. I can't believe she getting away with that answer.
Me neither.
I say half and half.
I can't hit half and half.
I don't know. I'm a confused person.
Oh, wow.
Well, shit, yeah. You sit back and watch his ass go out the door.
What? Lord Jesus.
Oh, Sean.
Next person. We have Janine. Janine. What is your answer?
I know her answer.
The host of this damn show. What do you mean we got Janine?
You know Janine's answer, too.
Can I get the shit in first? You ain't the host of the show.
Hell no.
Right. Who the motherfucker knows this?
I just thought he was going to go to me next. I don't know. It just sounded like the right thing to say.
Damn,
I'm trying to get them off.
She's trying to get them off. Oh, she's trying to get us off of her. Okay.
All right. Well, don't be doing that shit. I mean, I'm the motherfucking host now. Don't be talking about Janine. It's on you.
Okay, could you say, Janine, it's on you then?
Okay, Janine, it's on you.
Thank you. Well, more than likely, we probably couldn't be married if he didn't ask. Because then I'd be feeling guilty because I'd be sleeping with the women without them. And finally, when he do ask, I'd be like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I am relieved. Now I don't have to do this. I had your back.
I know, right?
Oh, wow.
You knew Janine's answer.
Oh, my God.
So that's my answer, yes. He would get it.
Mm-hmm.
He would get all of it.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Yes.
Yes, she said yes. She ready now, damn it.
Put Janine, on that black. We still waiting on our black. Dang on pictures, Janine.
Put on that black. That's what you do. Put that black on.
I know, it was just so sexy.
Yes.
I know what y'all sit here and just talk about this shit and just keep on talking about it.
Right.
This ain't that kind of party. And Janine,
oh,
don't get on the bad side.
What?
I said, don't get on the bad side.
What you mean?
He mad.
What you mad for?
I ain't mad. Just a little disgruntled.
You about to join the club. You better join the club. You left out. You left out. You got to join the club. You need a membership.
I need a membership.
What's happening, dog? You really don't get mad at nobody, but the only person you can get mad at is Sean.
I ain't mad at
him. Sean left you out, dog.
You always instigate. You have it all on time.
I know it. I ain't worried about it no more. I'm trying to hit the rest of these asses.
Get him heated for the night so he can work it out.
And go put it on me. Quit trying to put it on me. Don't worry about it. I said I got him. Now I take it or leave it.
Oh.
All I'm saying.
Excuse me.
Oh. She said.
Keep it up. I'm going to Google your ass and be at your front door with a damn Canon 3000, goddammit.
Let me see.
Well, I see y'all. We got Sunshine on the phone. We got Sunshine on the phone, but she won't click in, so.
You just put her out there like that.
Hell yeah.
And you know, because if Father Time was it, he would do it, so.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Sunshine with a Y.
Right.
Who is that moaning like that?
I'm sorry.
Shit.
Come on, everybody. Let's all moan together.
Yeah.
Hold on. Now, hold on.
Keep on. Or fuck you in your ear and get your brain damaged. Fuck that shit up.
Lord have mercy.
Well, I tell you, boy, living in this big city is something else, ain't it? Hey, well, no, you don't hear that in here too often, now, do you?
Hell no. Keep it up, goddammit.
Hey, well, I'm going to be on his way to nap.
Shit, yeah, reach out and touch somebody, goddammit.
Okay. Hey, well, what's up? Hey, well, what's up with the challenge thing, man? Is it still on?
With the who?
Not the who.
Right, he just forgot all about the cameras and
okay.
Things.
I didn't hear what you said. What the hell?
I
hear what you
fun.
Said. You said the calendar thing. It's still going down. Like I said, we got to put all the stuff together, find the people to print it out, and that's going. Because when they do it, we got to send them 12 whole layouts. So those layouts are the people that I want on the calendar. And once we get those layouts and how much you're going to charge me per layout, then we're going to the next step.
Then we get to pick our month?
Huh?
Then we get to pick our month?
Yeah, once we get to how much the whole thing is going to cost me, then that's where I'm going to go for and, you know, see who won what month, see what they're going to have on.
I'm going to tell you right now, Sin City, we want September.
I want March.
I want April. Aries.
I want March. I want Pisces.
Well, I ain't going to remember this later,
But once we get us ready to get the calendar going, then y'all tell me.
Honest about it. He's honest about it. I ain't going to remember this shit, but hey, Sin City got September.
And can't nobody got a gang on April. Did you hear me?
What you say?
Or March.
Or March.
Those already taken. March and April.
All right. I got y'all. Like I said, I ain't going to remember this later. Y'all gonna know when I'm getting ready for those layouts because it's gonna be all over everywhere. So,
Wayla, I'm about to inbox you because I'm putting April until you get it in your damn head. That's what the hell I got.
Well, everybody inbox me their months.
Well, my month is February, and don't forget it. You will never forget that. Just associate your name with February love, sex, and
chocolate.
Or something red.
Red with boobs out.
He wasn't all born in the perfect month.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Hey. I heard you talking shit.
Oh, now I'm talking shit, huh?
Yep. You was talking shit.
Hi, Sunshine.
Like hey, y'all. I was just trying to lay low and listen and be good.
But now my man Father Time, he's a little under the weather, so you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to send our prayers out for him. We want to get well wishes. But I know if he was here, he would have fucked with you, so...
Is he actually sick or he actually got something and he having a reaction to it?
Oh, wow.
All right, now, come on now. We got to be nice about this.
Does it really matter?
I just asked a question.
But does it really matter?
Do what really matter?
My man is he's real ill right now.
With me.
He's really sick. He's really sick.
No, he really is.
Then I sympathize with him.
I mean, he's ill. He's real ill right now. And like I said, I want everybody to send their prayers out. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And keep him in his prayers because he has a real illness right now. And, you know, we hoping for the best.
That's right.
All right, now, everybody don't get quiet at once. Everybody, come on now. Let's finish. Let's continue having fun.
I just started thinking about it. It made me quiet.
We all good now. I mean, like I said, man, he gonna be good. We all gonna be good. We waiting on Jamaica to give us her answer for the night. What she gonna get into?
Ain't nobody getting that answer. Y'all better leave me alone. Y'all know I told y'all. Y'all
hold
know
up,
how
we got
I wrote
new,
that. Come on.
We got new
put
call
on that glow in the
in
dark.
Yes, you saying it, bro.
We're
beginning it to her.
Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller tonight. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, boss?
What's going on? Who this?
Hey, this is Nino, man.
Nino, what's happening, dog?
Oh, man, just chilling in this Midwest GI in the building. You know how it is.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, now, y'all don't know. This is my man, Nino. He got a new club opening right here. Now, Nino, tell them a little something about the club you got opening, man.
Yeah, man, it's called the Black House, man. It just... a place where we can chill and relax and people can come and have a good time. You know, we want to get it jumping like catfish out the skillet, you dig?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Nino.
No doubt, man. You know how we do it, man. You know, Midwest, we need our chance, man. They don't even want to give it to us, so we're going to have to take it, Z.
Oh, for sure. That's what I'm talking about, man.
And so, you know, I'm just trying to put it down for them and trying to make sure that everybody get represented the right way. And the thing that you and your brother doing, man, sure, we can't do nothing but go to the top.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. For
hey,
sure, Cash. Like I said. Yo, what's
where's
up?
That?
Hey, this family that you talking about?
Yeah, this my man Nino. I want to introduce you to my man Waylo, who I was talking about when we were dropping about earlier.
Okay. Waylo, what it is, bro?
Same old shit, different tone.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Just remember to flush it so you can do some more, you dig? That's all it's about, man. We got to keep pushing, man. You know that.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we'll push you, bro.
You say
what
now?
Check this out, man. Check this out, dog. Now, what we can do is, you know what? Check this out, man. I'm going to play this one song. As a matter of fact, I played it last week. I'm going to play it again tonight because I don't think nobody really got the full understanding of it. So I'm going to play it one more time tonight, and I'm going to play it again for the ladies tonight. And while the ladies hear this song, Nino, Waylo, we going to holler right quick. All right, y'all. Give us a second.
You looking real good, baby. Yes, you is. I want you to know I had a wonderful time doing this. Unfortunately, I guess this is the part of the story where we tell each other good night. Nah. How about this? How about I break all the rules and tell you what I really been thinking?
Girl, you got a big old ass and bold legs and fine hair and all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker,
acting like you want it right now.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough. Oh my God, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and put them things up to the side.
Still bring the freak out you. But if you eat it and don't get cheated, the first offer beat the brakes off. No sense to half stepping. Get scared, get the titties sucking like click rubbing and ass grabbing. How you that pussy ass backwards? A true stroke with his long one tongue should make that pussy calm. So much for round one. I spend a whole round two and back of you. Sticking me, sticking me.
You got a big old life and both legs and fine hair and all the shit that I want.
Motherfucking
acting like you want it right now.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough. Oh my God, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and put them things off to the side.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
I need a real man. I'm sick of playing with little boys. I'm trying to explore more like hot oils and sex toys. I can't keep faking. Man, I'm so backed up and I can't eat. I can't sleep. My knees making my feet shaking. I need a real nigga to come save me. One who pamper me and bathe me and make me want to swallow his face. Talk that thug shit while he fuck me crazy. From the back or in the bus, I'm like, fuck me, baby, fuck me, baby.
And all the shit that I want.
Motherfucking
acting like you want it right now.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough. Oh my God, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and put them things off to the side.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
Yeah. All that matters is I can get you wet again. Suck you, fuck you better than any other nigga can. I specialize in multi orgasms, get rid of back spasms, and do it all without Viagra. I fuck you all night, make you sleep all day, treat you to breakfast, then eat you for breakfast. I know, baby, I'm so unselfish, but you love it, and besides, I'm a freak, so I can't help it. All I need is an old slow song, one cold shot of Patron to see you walk around me in a zone, and it'll be on before the chorus come back on. You'll be leading, I'll be ad-libbing, and we'll be singing our damn song. And just like the first time we made each other calm, when we sucked and fucked each other and taste each other calm. No soul alive can erase what we've done, and all our hardest sticky memories is stuck with me permanently.
Girl, you got a big old ass and bold legs and fine hair and all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucking
acting like you want it right now.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough. Oh my God, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and put them things off to the side.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, welcome back, welcome back. You know what I'm saying? We back on this. We back on. Sorry for that spawn little problem. We back on, y'all. What's happening?
Did you hear what he said? He's
gonna
eat your ass backwards. That's what I'm talking about.
I know, right? I was like,
oh. What? Now, what happened? What I missed?
Talking about the song. He was like, he's gonna eat the ass backwards. I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God damn.
Oh, get it, Daddy. Get it.
I kind of figured y'all women enjoy that part. All right, now take this out. We got my man Nino. He's brand new to the show. So everybody, hey, I want y'all to get Nino a what's up.
What's up, Nino?
What's going down?
Yo.
Hey, Nino.
Yo, hey.
All right, now check this out, Nino. On here, this is what we do, man. This is City Radio. I mean, we get to speak our mind. You get to say whatever the fuck you want to say, man. Since you're new to the show, I mean, whatever you feel like opening up about, I mean, whatever you want to holler about, shit, go down. Get it in.
That's what's up. Well, shit, man, my main thing is let's get this money. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't really about money, I really don't have too much conversation, man. I mean, shit, you know. But it's love though, man. I love this thing y'all doing, man. I mean, this is some real, you know what I'm saying? The shit that brother's really trying to do something, man. I'm gonna be behind y'all like a dumb truck going to honey, you know.
For sure.
And that's what's up.
So, let everybody know about the Black House, man.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the Black House, man, it's a, you know, man, we got a real nice little building down there, man. It's three stores, you know what I'm saying? We got upstairs, downstairs, and the basement floor, you know?
Mm,
and it's a real nice place, you know? Come do your thing.
Now, check this out, y'all. I mentioned the Black House. I mean, they got the lounge downstairs. They got the stage upstairs, you know what I'm saying? I mean, motherfuckers want to throw parties, motherfuckers want to throw shows, whatever motherfuckers want to do, the Black House can accommodate.
Strip parties, whatever.
You got to let them know, Nino. Anything that a motherfucker, hey, what's off limits? Is anything off limits there, Nino?
Man, from thinking off limits is off limits, man. We do anything. I mean, anything that's good, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man,
Hey, I definitely got to holler at you about that strip party because we shooting another video and we definitely need a place for that.
Oh, man, you already got it, man. It's word is bond, man. Hey, you got it, man. We could do that, man. We could do whatever, man. And trust me, I want to do more and I want to just get it going for people to have somewhere to come, and it could be the place for the GI. You know, people think about the GI. I want them to think about the Black House, too. You know what I mean?
So where is it located, Nino?
It's in Gary.
Oh, it's in Gary. Okay.
Yeah, on 16th of Pennsylvania, you know. Just like the White House in Washington, you can't forget that, you know. Yeah, so, you know, I just wanted the place where everybody would come and we'll relax and, you know, just put Midwest talent on the map before they can have a place to come, you know, showcase their talent. Because, you know, I mean, it's good to pass out CDs, but when they see you live perform, you know, brothers got a different outlook at you.
Right.
Somebody choking. I'm jealous.
Yeah, and, you know, yeah, and I don't want to, you know, and most of these clubs around here don't want to, you know, talent the brother, they don't want to showcase the brother craft. And, you know, I ain't got no problem with it.
All right, that's what's up.
Like I say, man, Nino, we got my boy from Who's Your Boy Entertainment. We got my man Waylo, Who's Your Boy Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? We get that in.
That's right. Then now you got Nino, Black House Entertainment, man. We doing it.
Right, which is, fuck it, we going to throw Sin City Entertainment up at this.
Man,
city.
Stop playing, man. Let's go and do it, you know. Hey, man.
Hey,
you
know
this, that's right, bases loaded. Let's go and get that grand slam. You know what I mean?
Right. We got
what they call this in the white world. Let's get this monopoly going.
That's right. There you go.
Look here, man. We got all kind of entrepreneurship on here, man. We got Waylo doing his thing. We got Jamaica setting off the sexy thick ladies with her.
Jamaica,
right. Yeah, baby. Jamaica.
What's up?
What's up, baby? Now we got my man Nino on there. He got the stage. I mean, you gotta let him know. I mean, shit. Let's hear from Jamaica.
Hello.
Yeah, let's hear from Jamaica. She got the ideas now. What she got going on?
Jamaica?
I have a lingerie, online lingerie boutique that I'm actually doing, and it caters to plus sizes. So, you know, we want our thick women to be sexy just as well as our smaller women. So I don't have, right now I don't have a building, but I am located online, so anything that you want to do as far as shows or anything like that, like, I'm down for that. If you need something put on, like a lingerie show to go with one of your performers that night, I'm with it. You just got to let me know in advance.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, we better get some cracking in here. I hear the grease popping, bro.
Right. Now.
The grease popping, man.
What I see is a Who's Your Boy Voluptuous show going on. Sponsored by Sin City, of course. I gotta get in here for somewhere now.
Mm-hmm.
I see it, you know, with a Black House production, of course. I see dollar signs for everybody.
Yeah, we might as well bring the cameras too.
I got to go do it. I'm seeing something there, man. Like I said, you know, I hollered at you. And what I tell you, when I walked in there, all I had was a vision.
That's it.
Dude, man, I think that vision needs to come to life.
Oh, it's coming, man. You know, we creators, Zach. Right? We're going to do it, man. Got way low. Well, got the Hoosier Entertainment. That's all. The Hoosier Lounge. That's all we need, man. And we in there. We're going to shoot it off like a shotgun. We in there.
And
I'm telling you, man, we put this together like that, man. This is going to be the spot, man. So you get it on the ground floor. Like I say, man, tell them, listen, they come on the ground floor, man. It's going to be a lovely place to be, man.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, take this out, Nino. Now, we didn't came to the end of the show, but I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called before the show was over. Now, we do this thing called Last Words. So, now, Nino, since you're new to the show, we're going to give you your last words for us.
Man, come support a brother. Let's do this, brothers, and I am my brother's keeper.
That's what's up. Now, Nino, like I said, man, I gave you the flyer, man. You need to go on and set up one of the pages on sincity.spruce.com. Let everybody see what the hell the Black House is about.
That's right. I'm in the works right now. I have one set up in the morning for you. So I'll send it your way.
That's what's up. Big shout out to my man Nino in the Black House. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're gonna make that collab work, you know, and we're gonna do what we're gonna do. And that's what I'm talking about. Sunshine, you got your last word for us.
Yeah, tell Father Time I hope he feel better, get well soon, and as usual, I love the show.
All right. That's what's up. Wait a minute, baby. I ain't hear that last one. What you say? You saying something to Janine? Sunshine?
Hello?
You saying something to Janine?
Yeah, I told Janine to stay out of trouble.
That ain't going to happen.
Right.
Wishful thinking.
All right, that's what's up. All right, my man Frank Money. I mean, Frank Thomas. Any last words, Frank?
Be good and get high, you know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong with that combination, you know what I'm saying?
You the one that was choking in, huh?
Nah, not at all.
Oh,
that was me.
That was Waylo with that hair in his throat.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
That was
a low blow.
They got you good, dog.
They didn't get me because I'm
like,
here.
You got to come back on their ass. You got to come back.
You make them clean it up, shave it up, huh?
Yeah, you got to save it for me to eat it. I don't eat hairy pussy.
You want to
have that land. They got to have that land street.
She got that. Come on in.
Y'all stop.
Y'all be nice. Jamaica.
What's up?
Happy birthday, boo.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
you so
girl.
All right, now. You got any last words for us?
I just want to thank y'all again for, you know, being able to have this show up and going for everybody kind of get all the things that they're doing out. Ladies, as always, I have a ball with y'all. Y'all are hilarious, and I look forward to seeing and talking, meeting everybody eventually. So good things to come in 2012. Good things to come.
Okay, now, Javika, I got one more thing to say to you.
Yeah. You know what?
It's your birthday, girl. Get it in. It's your birthday. Get it in now.
Shut up.
Hey, man, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait for it. There we go.
Get it in,
girl. You better have fun tonight. Bye. All right, LaFonda.
What the hell? Somebody besides me got hair in their throat.
All right, LaFonda, what the hell are you doing?
It went down. Hi.
Oh, okay. Well, LaFonda don't want to talk, so we don't go move on. All right, Sean, baby, you got any last words for us?
I don't know. Every time I say something, I get harassed.
You don't harass? The fuck? This is a big, terrible word. You shouldn't say harass.
Okay, well, have a good night, y'all. Good show, good night. I shall see y'all next week.
Thank you, baby. Waylo, be nice. Be nice, Waylo.
Waylo don't have a choice. It's not optionable for him.
What?
He'll be getting more than a picture.
We'll see.
y'all need to inbox that. Waylo,
that's about four punches
you
at you, man.
Tell him to get on the chat, man. I saw them on the chat line.
Okay, well, shit.
I say five. Our lead goes down. Get up, Waylo.
I ain't never fell down.
All right, now, buddy, any last words tonight?
I am still going to get that one little black outfit. I plan on still getting it, even though I didn't get to do what I wanted to do this weekend for my birthday. I'm still going to pick that up. And I did enjoy myself this evening.
That's what's up, baby.
Tell Father Time I'm going to pray for him.
Okay, and that's all. That's what we ask. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. Waylo.
What's good, bro?
Any last words, bro?
Man, get well soon, Father Time. With your boy, ENT.com. That's about it. I'm high.
All right. That's what's up. Janine, baby. You got last words for us?
Father Time, we miss you. Come on back to the show. And I will also be getting another outfit. On Valencia's style, I want that neon green, but I also would like for you to get some neon pink
or a neon white. If you could look for something like that, that would be greatly appreciated. And that's it. I had a great time tonight. See you all next week.
Mm-hmm. I got the black light for you to make that motherfucker pop. I'm letting you know I got a black light right now.
So she's going to look like a lightning bug in there.
Hell yeah, a big old lightning bug. Put it in my jaw.
You know.
All right, now. Wait, any last words, dog?
Oh, always a pleasure to be invited to Sin City. Father Time, come on back. Cash, it was a pleasure. Ladies, love y'all. SinCity.foods.com. Come on in.
All right.
And
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, now check y'all next week, same bad time, same bad channel, Father Time. This your little brother telling you, hey, man, let's get it in, man. Do what you got to do. Let's get back here, man. All prayers and all shouts go out to you, man. Get well soon, brother. And I hope and I pray that everything be all right. Well, I already know that everything going to be all right because you're too strong for a brother. You're too strong of a brother not to be
I'm
going right.
to say it again. He's too stubborn.
Right. So,
too
Father Time,
stubborn.
My dude, my partner,
love,
my
bro.
Homie, and better yet, my big brother. You get well, dog. You get well and you get back on this show, man. We miss you.